is flowing new discoveries. And so it's an interesting thing how when you ask for something and then close the gap a little, the next juices flow when you ask for something and close the gap a little. It's like when we talk to authors and they say, how can I get my book published? And we say, write another book. And they say, but I've already written a book. I want to get it published. And we say, we don't know any better way to get you turned on than to keep asking for more to flow through you. And as you're writing the next and the next and the next, the energy carries the others into the marketplace. It's sort of that kind of idea. And so when you say, so does the idea of $1 million still thrill you?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a stepping stone, you know.
Well, that really is what we wanted to hear. $1 million does not go very far in your environment even today. But so talk to us about so the goal of this conversation is what? What is the goal of this conversation? What was within you when you wanted to have this conversation?
To create $1 million within a reasonable amount of time.
But we think that that's where we're a little off kilter here, because your goal is to create $1 million within a reasonable amount of time, while we think your goal is to find vibrational alignment with something that rings your bells. So that sort of brings everything together. The goal is to launch a rocket of desire that thrills me, and me be able to find a way to stay somewhere in the vicinity of being thrilled. So with that in mind, I want to launch a rocket of desire that thrills me. Do you believe that you've done that?
Absolutely.
So let us hear some of that from you. What are you going to do with $1 million? Jerry and Esther, there's a safe on their bus that is so small. Esther says, if this is my treasure, what were they thinking? Not nearly big enough for the treasure of my life experience. So what are you going to do with it? A pile of money is sort of dirty and hard to store. What value is it? What does it mean? What does $1 million mean? Why do you want it?
I can do what I want when I want to do it. I mean, it's a stepping stone for a large amount of money. I figure it was a pretty easy amount to create in the beginning.
Therein lies your that's what's going on. In other words, you're not reaching for what rings your bells. You're reaching for what's reasonable in a reasonable amount of time, you see. Mm. And that's why it's not very thrilling. It's too darn reasonable. So what does money, $1 million or $10 million or $100 million, what do these millions of dollars mean to you? Why do you want them?
I said so I can do what I want to do when I want to do
it. And what's another way of saying that? So I'm free, so I have the freedom to be who I am, to do what I want to do. What does that mean? Those sound like interesting words to us, but you're not getting our juices flowing with them either. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'd like a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Bentley, a $100 million house, a heated pool, marble driveway floors, three huge walk-in closets, Versace rugs. This kind of goes on and on. That was what's in there.
We want to hear more.
You want to hear more? To be able to fly on trips whenever I want around the world. I'm trying to not say what I don't want, so.
Well, you see, don't be worried about saying what you don't want, because a lot of what you put into your vibrational escrow is parlayed there because of your awareness of what you don't want. And so sometimes you get some of your best juices flowing. In fact, you have created your entire vibrational escrow